everybody. It's Caddy. Welcome to the October 2021 Caddy's Cafe. If it's October, you know who I have in the cafe.
Me.
The birthday boy himself.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Mr. Simon Levon. Thank you.
Hello. How you doing, Caddy? Great to be back in the cafe with you.
It's lovely to be in. I don't speak to you not nearly enough. So right. It's the truth. What drink should we make for the birthday cafe? I know you don't have a lot of time.
We've had Pisco sours, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
Let's make a Manhattan cocktail. Okay, so for today's cocktail, the birthday cocktail today, it is a proper Manhattan made, proper style, using rye whiskey. Now, I quite like Bullet rye whiskey, but there's also another good one called Sazerac. Woodford Reserve also do a rye whiskey, but the Bullet's quite good. It's quite plain. Rye whiskey doesn't have as much flavor as bourbon. It's slightly rougher, and I think this works with the cocktail we're going to make. Now, you take your 2 measures of Bullet rye whiskey. You put them in a shaker. Actually, you don't. You put them in a glass. You put them in a jug with some ice. Then you pour in 1 measure of red vermouth. I mean, it could be Martini Rosso, but that's the kind of worst kind. I'd go for Antica Formula or even Punta MS. That's quite nice, too. And you mix them up, and then you put in 3 big squirts of Angostura bitters. Then you, wait for it, put in 2 squirts of orange bitters. Very, very, very important, that bit is. You stir them around. Stir around. And then you take your cocktail glass and you use some orange peel and the zest of an orange, you know, like orange peel. And you rub it around the rim so the rim gets this oil on it, and then the flavor comes shooting up your nostrils as soon as you get the glass near them. You swirl around the mixture with the ice in it. Then you pour it into the glass. And you finish off with a maraschino cherry. Now, there's a company called Luxardo. Well, they make the booze that they marinate the cherries in. You can have Luxardo cherry, but I've been trying to. Apparently, there's some really good cognac or cherries out there that I'd love to try one of them. But anyway, and you stick the cherry in, and you pour some of the syrup, because that goes down the bottom and makes it really nice and sweet at the end of the drink. And that is your classic Manhattan cocktail.
You're amazing. I need to come by for drinks.
How long would it
take you to make that if you were going to make it for 4 people?
Not as long as it takes to talk about making it.
Is bitters a alcohol?
Well, it's alcohol based, but it's more about the flavor. So Angostura bitters, they come in a little bottle with paper that's too big for the bottle. I think that's the original bitters, really. It's definitely the most popular around the world, I would say. They come from, I think it comes from the Caribbean, and it's made from gentian violets. And it is thought to be an antiseptic. There's a very famous radio presenter in the UK called Sandy Toksvig. And she swears that when she went on trips with the BBC, that they would be laughing at her because every time she had a drink of water, she'd put a couple of drops of Angostura bitters in. And she said, yes, they were laughing at me, but they all got sick and I didn't, because it acts as a water purifier.
That's
definitely does. It definitely does. And if you have bad tummy, you can have some too. It really does work well.
Oh, I always have bad tummy. Wow.
But it's also a very crucial component of the Pisco Sour, another very popular birthday cocktail, especially in my house.
Mm. Are you going to make any cocktails for your birthday? Are you and your dad?
I'm going to make the Manhattan. The birthday.
Are you?
It's
so cute. Yeah, I wish definitely. I could come over. It's also on your birthday. You share with your dad. You go out every year with your dad. You don't make cocktails. You go to a pub together.
Well, we're not going to go to a pub. We're going to go to a really nice Italian restaurant this time.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
That's very, very sweet.
This is lovely, isn't it? Yes.
So sweet. I want to talk about the anniversary video, which is now out.
I know.
I've been getting so many emails from cafe listeners who want to know want to know all about it. I know it was directed by Alison Jackson.
Yep.
I know that it was shot at Belvoir Castle.
Beaver. It's spelt Belvoir, but yeah. It's pronounced Beaver. They say Beaver Castle.
Oh, Beaver Castle. And, Beaver Castle. What was it like filming that?
It was amazing. The castle is very much sort of as it was when sort of, you know, it was the kings of England was kind of coming and visiting. In fact, I stayed in the Edward the something suite. It's weird because they said, oh, the passageway to the bath and in the bathroom is only big enough for the bath. It's tiny, but they had to scoop like a hole, like a scoop in the wall so that this king who had this huge tummy could get in there sideways. and I just imagine he must have had people in there to get him out of the bath, because there's no way if he's that fat, he would have been able to get himself out of that bath.
So you got to sleep over.
His stomach was enormous.
Let me ask you this. You got to sleep over at the castle?
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. And it was amazing. But the shooting of the actual video itself was amazing. I mean, it was full of these celebrities. One was doing double takes the whole time.
Daniel Craig, especially.
He really is. Well, I thought Jennifer Lopez, I really did a huge double. When she stood next to me, I thought, oh, hang on. I know you, don't I?
Yeah, no. It's such a fantastic video. And it must have been a ball to shoot. What did you think of the guy who played you?
I thought he was great, especially when he's lip syncing. He did a very good job of it.
He did. I am biased. He was good, but nowhere near as handsome as my Whoosh co-host. But I still thought they did a very cool job.
Amazing. What about Andy? Apart from the fact he's about 2 foot taller than Andy, extraordinary.
I thought he was great too. And what about the Queen? What was it like playing? What were you playing? Poker with the Queen?
It's cards. I think it's generally known as cards. Well, you know, whatever game you play with the Queen has to win.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she certainly did.
And she did indeed. And Future Past is out now. I'm going to assume that everybody listening to this cafe already has a copy. So what's it feel like after all this time, 6 years since Paper Gods, first of all, and then just talking about it and working on it and wanting people to hear it? What's it feel like for you that it's out?
I think it feels really great that the album's out. I mean, you know, we've released more music from this album up front of the actual album release than pretty much any album we've ever done. So you've had Invisible, you've had Anniversary, you've had More Joy, you've had A Bit Tonight United, you've actually had a bit of Give It All Up as well. It's a lot of pre-album music to cope with. And I like the way that that's worked for us, actually. I like the way. I'm so excited. I still get so excited every time I hear the collaborations, like the Tove Lo collaboration, the Ivorian Doll on Hammerhead. She's just fabulous. It's working out really well for us. And and Chai, the collaboration with Chai. Mike Garson, you're fabulous. Mark Ronson, we love you. Graham Coxon, you're a splendid guitar player and very much part of the album. Errol Alcan, thank you very much. And Giorgio Moroder, thank you too. Did I miss anybody? I probably did.
I don't think so. I'm thinking. You got them. Tovalu. Tovalu. We played that song on the last episode of Whoosh that aired, and it went down a storm. I got many, many comments about it being many people's favorite so far, neck and neck with Anniversary. So,
well, I think when that song does go to radio, it will, I think it'll have some impact. I really do.
I really do too. I'm so excited
about it.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I know you have to actually get going super soon. So I appreciate you taking the time in this cafe. Mm-hmm. You're working so super hard and I don't know. I'm so proud of you. I'm always proud to work with Duran Duran, but I'm just particularly proud this month. Just with everything that's happening. So thanks so much for taking the time out of your crazy day to come on this birthday cafe. We'll see you fairly soon because in the December cafe, everybody does one. We'll see you then, but thank you so much. I'm going to go make a version of a Manhattan with no alcohol. And I don't think I can do that. Maybe I'll just have a diet. I'll have a Diet Pepsi in your
honor. Why do you do that? Can I leave a message for everybody? A birthday message from me?
Please.
Okay. This is Simon from Duran Duran coming to you on Caddy's Cafe. I just want to say thank you to everybody who supported the band, who's kept us going all of these years and made it possible for us to go in the studio and make a new album. Future Past really is one of the best albums we've made. We put our heart and soul in this record and we did it for you.
Thanks so much, Charlie. I'll see you. I'll see you next week. Okay. And I'll also have you back in the cafe soon. Happy birthday. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.